Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
With 1 second remaining on the shot clock.
Your home for Westwood One's March Madness in the Final Four. Yeah! Sports Radio 950 KJR AM and KJR FM HD2 Seattle.
National Championship!
Final hour for us here on a Common Sense Tuesday. As you know, this final hour brought to you by our good friends at Buddy's Goodies and Glass. What they say at Buddy's, it is always 420 at Buddy's Goodies and Glass. The Seattle Sports Awards nominees are out. 86th Annual Seattle Sports Star of the Year Awards. We'll be carrying that live with King 5 as well, February 27th at 7 p.m. The 86th Annual Sports Star of the Year Awards. The breaking news that we are following, Tiger Woods was involved in a single vehicle rollover accident in Los Angeles this morning at 7 a.m. He was the lone, as being reported, the only person in the vehicle. He was taken out of the vehicle by the LA Fire Department and paramedics there on site by the Jaws of Life contraption that can rip the car apart. Scenes of the vehicle, the rollover accident down the bankside are scary. He was in a Genesis Invitational vehicle. He was there in Los Angeles for this past weekend of the Genesis Invitational. It's his tournament that he does host there in Los Angeles. And a statement from his agent, longtime agent Mark Steinberg, that he was involved in the accident. He currently is in surgery right now in Los Angeles at the UCLA Medical Center for multiple leg injuries. The LA Fire Department have deemed his injuries moderate to critical. And again, right now is in surgery for those injuries sustained in that car accident. That's all the information that we have as of now. When things do change and there's more to update you on, we certainly will bring it to you. Yeah. But boy, it's a horrific accident, and the scenes of the car and where it crashed are just really, really scary.
Doesn't look good, man. The fact they're about to pull him out of there and by all accounts he's alive and everything, just in surgery, that's a miracle in and of itself. I mean, the front part of that car is just mangled,
mm-hmm.
and they had to rip the car apart to even be able to get him out.
Yeah, so obviously, some scary news that are coming out of the world of sports there involving Tiger Woods, which obviously down in that area, I mean, the parallels of a year ago with Kobe and the helicopter mm-hmm. on all of this is not good right now here in the world of sports. We talked a little bit about the KJ Wright story. Do we have the audio from KJ Wright talking with Jim Rome? You know what, kid, give me a second because I have the audio if you want it, and I'll send it to you here in just a quick second. You know what? I'm going to DM it to you right now.
Ooh.
All right? That's how we do it on the show.
It goes down in the DMs.
Remember when I told you about we don't prepare?
Well, yes.
This is why.
We don't prepare.
And I just sent it to you. It's about a 40-second clip, and it's making headlines because he's doing what he should do. I'm not going to give anyone a discount.
Right.
Why would I give a discount? I'm good.
You had a great year.
And so, you know, what do they do with him moving forward? You know, I don't know. I think they should do everything to retain him. Slickhawk disagrees with that. We can talk more about it. Here is KJ Wright with Jim Rome yesterday.
Like, would you be willing to give them a hometown discount to stay there, or do you owe it to yourself to make sure you get fair market value?
No, man, I do way too much on the football field to take a discount. That makes absolutely no sense. Like, if you want to, you know, win all these championships and, you know, look good on Sundays, you got to compensate your guys that are making plays. And like you said earlier, nobody, you know, had double-digit TFLs and PBUs in the NFL. So I have a family, and I'm trying to, you know, set up long-term success.
I've seen somewhere where that last part got a lot of people upset, set up his family. I mean, listen, I mean, how old is KJ? 33? 32? 33? You know,
something like that. Somewhere right around there.
Here's the thing with KJ. He's made a lot of money, all right? And there's no one's getting around that. He's not making, like, quarterback money.
Sure.
All right? So, know, and here's the thing. He's played at a high level.
He'll be 32 this year when he plays.
And he shouldn't accept anything less. Now, I will say this about KJ, that I don't, like last time, and again, I'm the, it's a cat-free show, until we turn it over to Slick Cow. Is that
it wasn't on Friday? I'll tell you that.
Did you go cap heavy Friday?
Just one segment. Jesus. One segment.
How bad was it, kid? How cap
kid
heavy
wasn't
was
here.
It?
I was working the morning show.
Oh, so you got to avoid cap talk?
I missed it.
Man. Did one segment.
Cap talk. Goat talk. What else do we want to avoid?
Just made five moves.
Rushmore talk.
Made five moves without touching Russ or Bobby's contract. But that freed up $30 million.
Okay, then you got money to pay him,
and then signed four guys.
He won't. Like last time, if I remember, before he signed with Seattle, I remember we did the interview with him. He was in studio with us.
Yeah.
And he told us, like, listen, I don't think I'm going to come back. It's like, I don't think it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to have to go elsewhere. Now, they made it work, and he came back.
It was like 2 years ago, almost to the day, right?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. And they made it work, and he came back. And I think he found that the market wasn't that great for him.
Mm-hmm.
I would go out on a limb and say the same thing this time. He's going to go, and he should test free agency. Of course he should. I don't think people, because he's worth more here than he is anywhere else.
I'm sure.
And so I think he'll go out of the market. He probably is not going to get what he wants.
Mm.
And then thus that plays in the favor of the Seahawks.
Yeah, because all things being equal, of course, I would assume he would come back here. It is important to remember, too, you know, Michael Bennett said up and down, swore up and down publicly, he wouldn't take a discount, he wouldn't take less. But when he signed his deal, he ended up signing for less than other teams had offered him to stay in Seattle. So just because he says on Jim Rome he's not going to take less, of course he has to say that because he is trying to get as much as he can get.
Yeah, yeah.
He and his agent, yeah, you're not going to go out and say, well, heck, I mean, all right, Seahawks, I'll lowball me. I'm good.
I think the only one I ever remember saying that he would take a hometown discount was Golden Tate, and they said, yeah, we're good anyway. How'd that work out for him?
Well, he wasn't talking that much of a discount. I mean, well, they want to talk about lowball. They lowballed.
Yeah, but he did say, like, hey, well, I remember we did the interview with him.
I remember you guys did that.
I'll take a discount.
Mm.
And they're like, yeah, hard pass. We're gonna invest in the guy that beat you up. I believe that they should do whatever they can to resign him. That's my opinion. I think it goes beyond what he does on the field. And if I just kept it on the field, he's worth it. Because he hasn't slowed down. He had a better season than your middle linebacker. And it ain't even close. That's not a debate. Like, he was better than Bobby Wagner. I mean, it's, you just watch it with your own eyes. You can use whatever analytics you want to use.
Yeah.
Watch with your own eyes who was better. And I don't want to pit him and Bobby against each other, but
right.
Ain't no slowing KJ Wright down this past year.
He had a very good year.
I'm not trying
to take that away from him at all.
I think it goes beyond, though, that. It is a guy that has spent his career here. It is a guy that has laid down roots here, both in the community. It's a guy that has never embarrassed the team, has always been a good teammate. And I know people are shaking their head, well, you don't pay for that. But there's something for that when you are leading a culture of a team, that this guy embraces the culture of the team and takes it to heart and made sacrifices along the way to make the team better. It means something, I think, at the end of the day to take care of somebody like that. At the end of the day. Again, this isn't, hey, the like giving someone at the end of their career some type of parachute contract because they were a great player 5 years ago.
Mm.
That's not what we're doing here.
He's still playing at a high level.
You know, I agree with that stance. You don't give a guy who's at the end of his career the parachute deal because he was a great player 4 years ago. Now, yeah, that's terrible business. But this isn't that. This is a guy who's still playing at a level, at a championship level, that I'm going to bet on him rather than I'm going to bet on Jordan Brooks.
Yeah, I just think that you drafted his replacement to help you get cheaper at the position. And Jordan Brooks he came in and he looked good. And so, you know, he didn't fall on his face. He wasn't like when Cody Barton tried to play that position. He wasn't like when Shaquem Griffin tried to play that position. He was actually successful. He made a lot of good plays, got better as the year went on, as you would want your rookie first round draft pick to do. And so the natural next step is for him to take over now, especially when you consider the fact that the salary cap is dropping about $13 million, and you were already going to be against the cap before that. And you have, again, two starting cornerbacks that you have to figure out because they're both free agents, a starting running back position that you have to figure out because he's a free agent.
Well, they got one.
And a strong safety.
Reed can be a corner. I mean, why don't you just dismiss that DJ Reed can't play corner?
No, I'm just talking about the
two. So they don't need to replace two. They need to replace one.
Well, they definitely replace at least one.
Okay.
And I think they'll bring one of the two, either Griffin or Dunbar. I think they'll probably bring one of them back. Dunbar would be cheaper to bring back. So you've got those things to consider, and a strong safety that you're probably going to have to pay at the top of the market.
But that can wait. That doesn't have to happen this year.
That was, well, on Friday, that was one of my things, is to put that off.
It doesn't have
to
happen.
But I don't know if he'll agree to that.
If I just saw a tweet from The Athletic, I mean, we're talking $8 to $10 million for Chris Carson. No, that's not a chance.
I would pay Chris Carson $8 million.
See, that's that. Over keeping, I don't know. I would not pay him that amount of money for a running back who, A, they're a dime a dozen. I like Chris Carson. There's nothing he does that's spectacular.
Were we watching the same Chris Carson?
Do you think he's a spectacular running back?
I think he's a special running back.
I think he's a very good running back. I wouldn't classify Chris Carson as spectacular.
Top third in the league, no question.
And he doesn't stay healthy, and it's not worth it. It's not worth that amount of money. K.J. Wright is healthy. K.J. Wright plays through the injuries. K.J. Wright's there every Sunday. Chris Carson's not, and it's a brutal business. You can find Chris Carson in the draft. There's always going to be a Chris Carson everywhere.
Then why doesn't everybody have a Chris Carson?
Teams do. I mean, he's not like an elite top five running back.
No, he's not top five, but he's
top
10.
I just don't think he's worth $8 to $10 million. They're just... Not the way this sport is. No way.
You can franchise him for $8 million.
Yeah, I just...
I mean, so you don't have to go up to 10.
I'm moving elsewhere with it. Is Hyde a free agent too?
I think so.
Bring back Carlos Hyde. You can roll with Penny. You can draft another guy. I'd like to keep Chris Carson, but if you're going to tell me it gets into a money situation where you have to ultimately choose those guys, I would rather invest in the stock that is KJ than invest in his stock.
And I would just choose to keep the guy who you don't have as replacement ready-made on the roster like you do with Jordan Brooks.
All right, we'll give you the latest with Tiger Woods. There, it was involved in a single car accident this morning in Los Angeles. He was removed from the car with the Jaws of Life contraption. He has been transported to the UCLA hospital where he sustained multiple fractures to his legs. He is in surgery right now. The LA Fire Department saying that some injuries were critical, but then Michael Eaves of ESPN, who covers golf as well, reporting now that injuries are not considered life-threatening, currently undergoing surgery on leg injuries. A local police source said the initial report from the scene of the accident indicated the possibility of multiple leg fractures. The very latest there on Tiger Woods. If you're getting, again, just joining us, involved in a car accident this morning in Los Angeles at 7 a.m. All right, what else did we miss today? I need to go through a timeline of John Stanton because I've teased it all day long. And also a Bachelor recap.
Tune in tomorrow at 7:20 as Mariners GM Jerry DePoto joins Chuck and Buck on Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
Show about nothing on a Common Sense Tuesday. Puck and Slick back with you. Appreciate you listening today on the iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the iHeartRadio app, please download it. Today, the iHeartRadio app, because not only can follow us, can follow all of our iHeartRadio stations, including KFI, which is the new station down in Los Angeles, and their reporter down there, Stephen Gregory from KFI, was the first on the scene to report the Tiger Woods crash. If you're just joining us, Tiger Woods involved in a one-car accident this morning at 7:12 in the morning on the board of Rolling Hills Estates in Rancho Palos Verdes. The vehicle traveling northbound Hawthorne Boulevard. He was involved in the accident, the only one in there. He was extricated from the wreck with the Jaws of Life machine by the L.A. County firefighters and paramedics. He was transported to a local hospital by ambulance for the injuries. His agent, Mark Steinberg, releasing a statement about 40 minutes ago, saying he sustained multiple leg injuries. He is currently in surgery. And so that is the very latest there on Tiger Woods, that he's in surgery at the UCLA hospital. We will, of course, bring you the very latest when we find out even more information of what has transpired there with Tiger Woods. As of now, it appears that, again, he has not sustained any life-threatening injuries.
Right.
That he is in surgery. Obviously, things can change. But he's having surgery on his legs, a pair of injuries there to his legs. So, all right. We're just following that. I got the Golf Channel up. They're all over it.
Yeah, other outlets CNN in here.
Are up to it there as well. I mean, you know, you're talking about a real pivot. We also have the details of the from the LAPD. I believe this is obtained by TMZ. This is the actual audio of the call coming in about the accident. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Lamia, you're going to be on the southbound traffic lane between Peter North, Silver Spur. Can I get a unit to go ahead and start blocking off southbound traffic from TV Drive North?
Peter 173, I'm okay, sir.
173, bye.
Hey, go ahead.
Peter, those cars, the last ones, you have all southbound traffic blocked off from Hawthorne and North.
Copy, thank you.
Hey, ma'am, do we have an ETA for fire? We have a rollover with someone trapped.
Just got off the phone with them. Let me call them back.
Is there a Lamedia unit in
910-6? This is 71, come to you.
Hey, I'm going to need a unit to accompany the ambulance transport to HDH, please.
Again, that's the dispatch audio from the Tiger Woods crash. Again, happened about 5 hours ago. Tiger Woods involved in a car accident. Again, the Genesis Invitational was happening this weekend at Riviera. He is the host of that event that was won there by Max Homa in a playoff over Tony Finau. Max Homa, who grew up on that course, grew up playing that course, grew up being a fan because of that golf course. And then Max Homa in his victory speech saying that there's two reasons he got into golf. Two reasons. One was watching the Genesis Open at Riviera.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one was Tiger Woods. That he grew up wanting to get in golf because of Tiger Woods. And right now, the WGC press conference is happening for the event that's taking place in Florida right now, and which they do every Tuesday before a tournament. And all the guys are talking, and Justin Thomas, who's close friends with Tiger Woods, is in the middle of this and being told what is happening and checking his phone. He's in near tears about it. Every one of these guys, Justin Thomas and Patrick Reed and Dustin Johnson, I mean, we can go down the list. Colin Morikawa, Max Homa, Tony Finau, I mean, like Rory.
Yeah.
I can go through the top 50 of the, you know, world golf rankings. They're all inspired and got into the game, partly, mostly, because of Tiger Woods.
I mean, yeah.
That's his impact on this sport and impact on sports. So they are going to take this, obviously, very hard and very emotional right now, what has happened. But fingers crossed that everything is okay and he comes out of surgery okay. Mm-hmm. He currently is in surgery at UCLA. The reports are multiple leg fractures. And hopefully that's it.
Yeah, you know, they'll do their job and repair those, and you know, hopefully it doesn't affect his life too much, and he's able to come out of there and be okay. You know, I mean, he's got obviously young kids, and he's not just an inspiration to those golfers, man. He's an inspiration to a lot of people. I know you yourself, you talk about too, you know, kind of coming up just at the age where you were and everything at the pinnacle of Tiger's career, how much he means to you and how much he means to me growing up and watching him dominate a generally white sport as a black athlete. you know, he's somebody I certainly looked up to and have my whole life and have always rooted for him. And he's you know, he's broken a lot of barriers for a lot of people, I think. And that inspiration, I mean, he's inspiring a new generation of golfers now with the Masters win that he had last year and his comeback and everything. So, yeah, he is an influential figure as much as influential as a sports figure probably can be.
All right, let's Justin Thomas from earlier today, prepping for the WGC taking place in Florida, learning of the news of Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sick to my stomach. You know, it hurts to see one of your, I mean, now my closest friends, you know, get in an accident. And, man, I just hope he's all right. Just worry for his kids, you know. I'm sure they're struggling.
And again, that's Justin Thomas earlier today at the WGC Workday Championship taking place there at Concession in Florida, the very latest. Again, in surgery right now is Tiger Woods. Multiple fractures to his legs is what is being reported. Mark Steinberg reporting that. We're reporting and telling the media that. Mark Steinberg is the longtime agent there for Tiger Woods' crash involving this morning around 7:12 a.m. We'll put a pause on the Bachelor recap.
Yeah.
And we'll do it tomorrow. I just tell you this. I mean, he met the family and I don't think there's one family that liked him.
It was a short recap.
All right. I don't think there's one family that liked him.
I think Michelle's family.
And I'll tell you this. I'll tell you that. Rachel's dad, I mean, that guy was hitting the sauce hard. There wasn't a scene. That guy did not have a drink in his hand and really just did not like the whole thing. And I like him. And I like that guy. Because he was calling Fooey on all of it. So we'll do more of that tomorrow. You know, I mentioned this before. I wanted to entertain we had fun with the John Stanton stuff yesterday and playing all that. You know, I'll just maintain what I said yesterday and again today. This whole thing, this is not a Kevin Mather problem. It's never been a Kevin Mather problem. It is an organizational, I'll strike down. It is a front office executive problem. And it's been a problem for 2+ decades. And here's the thing. Well, it's going to change. He's gone and Stanton's taken over. John Stanton has been part of this organization for 2+ decades. And nothing has gotten better. None of it has. They haven't won on the field. One time they've been in the top 10 in payroll. They don't spend like an organization that has a lot of money, and they do have a lot of money. They don't make great decisions on and off the field. And they've embarrassed themselves more off the field since Stanton's been a part of this than on the field. And that's the disturbing part of it. That's what worries me more than anything. They have made misstep after misstep off the field, embarrassing themselves. And not only just what Kevin Mather went through. You know, this is an organization led by Stanton that still has Howard Lincoln on its board of directors.
Mm-hmm.
And Ellis and all these guys that we named off yesterday, Jeff Rakes and Chris Larson. They've been with this organization since 1992. All of it. It is a situation that permeates within those front office people all the way down. Are there good people in the organization? Damn right they are. That communications department works their damn ass off and has to make up for this mess that these people make all the time. And their marketing people, I mean, my God, they should be given a statue for all the work they have to do to market this product because of the ineptitude of putting this franchise together. He's had one winning season since he's been named the principal owner. All right? He's been with this team for 2+ decades. They haven't made the postseason in 20 years. He was a minority owner and a significant owner when Jack Zarenczyk and that piece that was done by Jeff Baker and Mike Baker back in 2013. I mean, it's so bad we almost forget about that. The whole culture of Jack Zarenczyk being a bully, and Chuck Armstrong and Howard Lincoln meddling in it. Do you remember? Go Google that story and how bad and toxic this organization was. John Stanton was here for it. So was Howard Lincoln, who's still here. So was Jeff Rakes, still here. Chris Larson, still here. John Ellis, still here. Okay, so there's that. Then we thought there was going to be this big wave of change when he was named the new principal owner of the team. His first press conference, he insults an entire fan base, an organization, and a movement trying to bring the Sonics back. Why would we let him move down and have a big ugly house at the end of our garage that we charge you $50 to park in? Then, along with the port and government officials, they teamed up against that rebuild. They teamed up against Chris Hansen and Ballmer and company to prevent a team from coming there. And then what did they do? They blocked off the street anyways and built an overpass. I mean, you know, and then we got another report. Then we got another story with Kevin Mather that involves Bob Elward and Chuck Armstrong back in what, 2018? With the Seattle Times. They paid three women off because of sexual harassment charges. And what was the response of John Stanton and the Mariners organization when Kevin Mather was a part of this group? He was given a promotion. He was promoted. Kevin Mather was accused by two women of inappropriate touching and behavior. And John Stanton said, okay, well, we're going to name you CEO now. In addition to you being president, taking over for Chuck Armstrong, which you did. Mather was at the time in charge of the human resources department, right? Every company's got a human resources department.
Yeah.
To where you come in, you, hey, I've got a complaint.
Right.
Against someone. Okay? Well, once these allegations came out with him, the Mariners did the right thing and said, well, maybe we should remove him from the human resource department. He can't possibly be in charge of the human resources department when we have multiple women who have accused him for sexual harassment, mm-hmm. inappropriate touching and language, right?
Right.
In addition to him, though, and Bob Aylward, the other person mentioned in this story that the Times had was Chuck Armstrong. So who do you think the Mariners organization, because they had to remove Kevin Mather from their human resources department, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think the Mariners organization put in charge of the human resources department? Chuck Armstrong. The guy named in the story and named by women of inappropriate behavior.
Yeah.
So that's who they put in charge. 2015. They have videos of camera people inside the stadium. You remember this story? Shot by TV cameras, lingering on women inside the stadium. Of showing inappropriate and unflattering pictures of the women, up their skirts, down their shirts. Rivera, the lawyer at the time, saying the footage was taken and compiled for security purposes. The video was titled 92915 Blondes. Randy Adamack, who we love and admire here, said not appropriate. Had no place for it in the organization.
Mm-hmm.
No place on the organization to have a camera, multiple cameras, linger on women. You want to make a stadium safe and welcoming to people, yet you have camera people, and then that it's filed away in a catalog of looking up women's skirts and down their tops. It's another incident involved while this ownership group has been here. Bob Aylward, again mentioned in that report of a few years ago of women and sexual harassment, right? Mm-hmm. Remember him? Remember Bob Aylward? Court records show that while he was the executive vice president back in 2003, arrested for patronizing a prostitute. Rivera, the lawyer, says the news didn't come to their attention until 2014 when Bob Aylward was considered to be the president to take over for Chuck Armstrong. Instead, they went with Kevin Mather. One person of knowledge, this according to the reporting from Jeff Baker and Mike Baker of the Seattle Times. One person with the knowledge of what has happened with these women involving Bob Aylward, Chuck Armstrong, Kevin Mather, under the watch of the Mariners ownership group, which includes John Stanton, concluded all three women were paid off. Settlements because the team didn't want the publicity. 2018, Lorena Martin lawsuit alleging gender and racial discrimination. An internal investigation, though, found no wrongdoing. They settled that with her. According to the suit, Lorena Martin called John Stanton the owner of the team. Because it involved executives, she wanted to take it to the very top.
Right.
You have a problem. According to the lawsuit, calls John Stanton to inform him of what is going on inside the organization. He cuts her off and stops her on the phone. Don't tell me. I don't handle these matters. Talk to Mather and DePoto. It involves Mather and DePoto.
Right.
The Mariners offered Martin, tell me if this reminds you of anyone. The Mariners offered Martin to resign. It is a problem that is not a Kevin Mather problem. It is a problem with that organization from top up. It needs to be wiped clean. All of it. They have a problem. And it's not going to go away. Because it's been a problem for two decades or more. It sucks. We all are baseball fans.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about baseball things. And I want to talk about Jared Kelnick today. Looking great in his BP. And Julio Rodriguez and all these other guys. But this is an organization and this is an ownership group and a board of directors that operates in secrecy, mistrust, denial, and pays people off to keep quiet. And that's what they are. And it's unfortunate. Ian Furness next.
Coach, I'll just tell like it is. A lot of lack of discipline, at least in the first half here.
Who made you the coach?
No one.
All right, just a couple more minutes before we hand it off to Ian. We have an update on Tiger Woods. If you're just joining us, Tiger Woods involved in a single car accident early this morning in Los Angeles. His longtime agent, Mark Steinberg, releasing a statement today detailing that, saying he was rushed to a hospital, UCLA hospital, where he underwent surgery on multiple leg injuries. An update from the LASD Lieutenant Michael White saying today on the CBS affiliate down in Los Angeles that Tiger Woods sustained non-life-threatening injuries, but in surgery right now. White also saying that Woods was conscious. He believes he was conscious when officers got to him early this morning at the UCLA hospital undergoing surgery. So good news is non-life-threatening injuries.
Yeah.
Obviously undergoing a surgery right now. Pictures of the vehicle up on, if you're watching the Golf Channel up there, looks horrific. And that he got out of that is a miracle. Ian joins us right now. Hello, Ian.
Hello, guys. How are you?
We are well. We're doing well. Man, oh, man. That was the highlight of my day yesterday. Is that first five? We replayed the first minute and a half.
Zoom's hard.
I thought it was the greatest thing ever.
I
it was the greatest entertainment.
Honest to goodness, I didn't know how to handle it. I kept looking over because I can see on the computer that we used at broadcast, I can see Shockey, I can see the confused look on the PR man's face.
Your voice inflection said it all.
I don't think you could basically sum up the Mariners better than that. I mean, I think it just was everything that who and what they are was right then and there. I mean, the most important press conference you've had in decades, and you can't get it right.
Yep, that's better.
I mean, that's all it was.
That'll cover it.
So, are we going to fire him?
Pardon me?
Yeah, guys, I can't hear again.
I can't hear.
I can't
Ryan,
hear.
Ryan, can you ask John, the question for the ninth time?
It's Ryan. Ryan, hold on one second. Guys, I can't hear him. I can't hear him. What did he ask about if I want to fire him? Let's take a timeout. Let's huddle. I'm not sure how to answer that question.
By the way, Jace and Slick and Chris, hey, thanks a lot for coming in today.
Oh, thanks. No. What was worse? That was not what the worst was. The reporters, and I'm not going to name them, who did the hey, thanks for doing this today.
Yeah.
Like it was such a effort that the owner of the team had to go answer questions about his dysfunctional organization. But hey, reporter, let's thank him for being there.
Yeah. You thinking? Jesus. I thank athletes when they come out of a locker room after a loss and do a one-on-one TV interview when they have to walk through the rain and stand in the rain. I thank them then. Like, and most of the time it's the same guy, KJ Wright, who probably won't be back here next year. But outside of that, when it's an owner who has to sit in front of the media.
You've probably seen it, but he's got more comments today. You did another interview, SiriusXM.
We're going to discuss that today with Steve Palazzolo. I was thinking to myself, maybe, just maybe, he wouldn't have a choice about the so-called hometown discount like 2 years ago. I think he's going to get paid this year.
Okay.
And we'll tell you why. And also, you know who else is going to get paid?
Yeah.
Chris Carson.
Okay.
Look at that.
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I'll do that 220. But we'll before that, we'll obviously discuss what's going on with the baseball team and how the biggest issue isn't being discussed. And that would be how every owner now hates the Mariner ownership group and may force them out, a la Donald Sterling.
All right. The mayor is coming up.
Before we do that, I know we have to go.
What?
Big hand, though. For Whitworth's brand new Kiefer Furness.
There you go. Yes.
Oh, wait, did he's going to Whitworth?
He's a commit.
Here we go. What's the nickname?
The Pirates.
Let's take him down, Pirates. There we go.
PLU last weekend and UPS a week before. Yeah.
There we go, Whitworth.
Are
we getting t-shirts?
I'll see what I can do.
There we go. Yes. All right. Let's go, Whitworth. All right. The mayor's coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow. We promise to be better.
I'm a 3X.
No shirt. No shoes, no ties.
Anybody like to smoke some pot?
I was born to love you. I was born to lick your face. I was born to rub you. But you were born to rub me first.
What do you need my address for?
We'd like to send out a mailer.
Mother of mercy, I don't speak Japanese!
Tune in tomorrow at 7:20 as Mariners GM Jerry DePoto joins Chuck and Buck on Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.